Welcome, hustler, player, and swearer. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Welcome back to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of my most diverse podcasts in the world, along with my blog. And on this podcast, we cover a wide variety of topics. In this particular podcast, we're going to be covering an Ask a Hustler question. These questions come to me by way of face-to-face interactions, through email, over the phone. Sometimes I'll take people have consultations with me, I'll take a question out of their consultation if I feel it's something that can benefit a lot of people. So if you have any questions about this particular podcast or any of my podcasts, any of my blog posts, any of my books, you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And also, if you go to my website, wjamesd.com, that's just the letter D, and hit the free stuff tab, you can sign up to the Uncommon Sense Advisor. There's higher level game in there. I give discounts and first looks at a lot of the projects and things that I'm working on. Working on a couple of things now. So if you're interested in learning more and having more direct contact, please consider signing up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. Go to my website, hit the free stuff tab, and you can sign up there. And also, now open to the public, and it has been open to the public for a few months now, actually one-on-one consultations. Go to my website, go to the More tab, you'll see consultations there. And I've tried to keep them as affordable as possible. So you can get in half-hour increments or hour increments. And in these consultations, you can ask me questions about anything that I teach, any questions whatsoever. I do not impose any limitations on your questions other than a few personal things. Other than that, you can ask me anything that's on your mind, or if you need clarification on something, you can ask that too. And those are now open to the public, which they were originally not. So if you have need of some real gain, or whatever you're doing, please consider a consultation with me. Now, let's get down to some business. This question is, how do I brand my business? And it's been a while since I've dealt with some actual business game. So you guys are going to get it today. But I've been answering a lot of questions about game just in general, so it's nice to kind of switch modes here and talk about some business stuff. And even if you do not have a entrepreneurial spirit, or that's something that you're just not interested in, I do suggest you listen, because game is universal, man. There's something in here that you may be able to take and apply to yourself. So, in order for me to answer the question, how do I brand my business? We first have to define what the term brand or branding actually means. Branding is an extremely simple concept, but unfortunately, like most business knowledge, people love to make something very simple, very complex. I don't know, it's almost like they take pride in making things complex, man. People want to just get into their ego and sound intelligent and fill you with a whole bunch of unnecessary words, and it gets crazy. So when people come to me with questions like, how do I brand my business? I like to make things extremely simple, as simple as possible, because I understand their confusion. Because I was there years ago trying to learn this stuff myself. I understand the confusion. So, let me illustrate this point. Let me get my notes here. I'm going to illustrate what I'm talking about. And this is real talk. I am going to read to you the first couple of paragraphs from the English Wikipedia. And this is real. You can look this up for yourself if you want. So, I'm going to read to you first few paragraphs of the English Wikipedia definition of what a brand is. And here it goes. A brand or mark for car model is a name, term, design, symbol, or other feature that distinguishes one's seller's product from those of others. Brands are used in business, marketing, and advertising. Initially, livestock branding was adopted to differentiate one's personal cattle from another's by means of a distinctive symbol burned into the animal's skin with a hot branding iron. Not too bad. But it's all downhill from here. Let me continue. In accounting, a brand defined as an intangible asset is often the most valuable asset on a corporation's balance sheet. Brand owners manage their brands carefully to create shareholder value, and brand valuation is an important management technique that ascribes a money value to a brand and allows marketing investment to be managed, e.g., prioritized across a portfolio of brands to maximize shareholder value. Although only acquired brands appear on a company's balance sheet, the notion of putting a value on a brand forces marketing leaders to be focused on long-term stewardship of the brand and managing for value. The word brand is often used as a metonym, referring to the company that is strongly identified with a brand. Mark or make are often used to denote a brand of motor vehicle, which may be distinguished from a car model. A concept brand is a brand that is associated with an abstract concept like breast cancer awareness or environmentalism, rather than a specific product, service, or business. A commodity brand is a brand associated with a commodity. A logo often represents a specific brand, as do many trade names. And done. You saw me tripping over my words there a few times. And this is because, be real with yourself, how much of what I just read actually, honestly, truly do you understand? And if you did understand it, how much of that could you take and put into a usable form for your benefit to actually brand your business? Unless you went to school for business management, even advertising and marketing, little of what I just read would make any type of sense to you, true or not true. And even less of what I just read would help the average person be able to design a brand for themselves. A concept as simple as branding shouldn't need to be decoded by a business major. Seriously. I mean, come on, man. How would I explain this to a young entrepreneur? And I talked to a few young entrepreneurs. How would I explain what I just read to a young entrepreneur? But fear not, because the game was designed to simplify things. So we're going to simplify. So join me if you would. Now, I used to have a good breakdown, my own personal way of explaining brand and branding, which of course I learned when I used to hustle on the streets. But after speaking to a very good friend of mine, he gave me an even simpler way to define branding and how to brand yourself or your business. So I'm going to give that game to you now. I told him I was going to steal it from him, and I did, because the way he broke it down was so just real and smooth. Fantastic. So, what is branding? I want you to take a moment and I want you to think back to when you were in high school. And if you're in high school, already, currently, this is going to make immediate sense to you. No problem. You'll get it real quick. And I do know I have a couple of very young ladies and gentlemen that follow me that aren't quite in high school yet. But honestly, in this day and time, when I explain this, even you'll get it. So no sweat. So think back to high school. In high school, you have a cast of clearly defined characters. You have the jocks. Those are the dudes and the females who just are known to be good at sports. You have the comedian. That's the dude or the female who will keep you laughing. They always got jokes. They got the serious one and two liners. They're just freaking hilarious, man. Then you have the nerds. You know, they're known to be smart. They're known to get good grades. They're so known for this, in fact, that sometimes jocks, who are known not to be quite that smart, also take the time, sometimes, to ask these nerds for help with their grades. Remember that? So, then you have the tough dude. Now, he's known all around the school to knock people out, right? So, what's his reputation like? You know, it's like, oh, don't mess with him. Don't fight him. You know, he just beat, you know, three people up this year already, you know. So that becomes his reputation, what he's known for. Then you have the rappers and the singers. They're known to rap real well or sing real well or perform real well. Then you have the dudes who are good with women, you know. Then you have the snitches. You have the teacher's pets, you know, those males or females who are good at art, you understand. And then you have the hoes. You know, the young ladies with, let me just keep it clean, the young ladies with a very promiscuous reputation. And I could go on and on and on. And all these characters are associated with something. All these character types, quote unquote, they're known for something, whether it's true or not true. It's only true because the majority of people accept it. For example, the tough guy might not actually be that tough. You understand? But since everyone thinks he's tough, it becomes true. And that becomes what he is known for. Let's say you're about to get into a fight with someone and they hit like a karate stance. You know, they hit that karate pose and they're like, hee-yah! Now, just because they hit that stance, you would think in your mind that maybe they might know some karate or some type of martial art. Now, in reality, they might not know anything about any type of martial art or karate. But just because they hit that stance and said kia in your mind, you will immediately associate that stance with an effective or possibly effective fighting style or effective fighting techniques. You would associate that person in that karate stance. You would associate them with something. Because they're showing you something, whether it's true or not true. Now, James, you might ask, what does all this have to do with me branding my business? Well, guess what? What I just explained to you is what branding is all about. All branding is, let's take away all the complication, let's take away all the big words. All branding is what you or your business, what you want that to be known for. That's it. It's that simple. That's all branding is. What you want your business to be known for. Let's track back for a second. What is the core? Let's dig into the hustler mindset or just business game in general. What is the core function of a business? A business exists to solve people's problems. That's all a business is. As an example, if you're at home and a hot water heater goes out, which actually happened here at my house about a month back, and the hot water heater goes out and you don't know how to fix it, what do you do? Now, 9 times out of 10, you are going to call a plumber. You're not going to call your local bakery. You don't call your local jeweler. You don't call local mechanic. You call a plumber. Because in your mind, that plumber has the ability to solve your problem. And even if you know how to fix this hot water heater yourself, you might not have time to do it. So that in itself is still a problem that needs to be solved. So you would still call a plumber to come to your rescue. Give you a personal example. My father made sure I knew how to keep up a lawn. Okay? You know, I know how to cut grass. I know how to trim hedges. I know how to trim the bushes. All of that. He made sure I knew that very well because he used to have me out there every weekend. But as I'm older, I realize I don't really like doing those things. I know how to do them, but I don't really like doing them. So that's a problem now, isn't it? So what do? I call somebody and deal with people that don't mind coming out and doing the lawn. You know, unless I absolutely positively have to do it myself, then I'll do it. I'm not lazy. But if I have an option, I prefer not to. So that's a problem that needs to be solved. No, let's get back. Branding is what you want your business to be known for. Going back to high school for just a second. That tough guy in school, he's branded as a tough guy. That funny girl in school with all the jokes, branded. That nerd always has their head in books, studying, reading, sounding smart, branded. That hoe over there, branded. Again, it doesn't really matter whether it's true or not true. If people accept it in their minds, it becomes true. Those are the basics. Now, let's take this up a level. Branding is what you want your business to be known for, and let's add to your market. Branding is what you want your business to be known for to your market. Your market, especially when you're just starting out, is extremely important to define. Now, this isn't a podcast about marketing, but let me give you something so you can kind of get a bigger picture of how all this interplays and works together. Now, you can go deep with, you know, analytics and statistics. Depending on your type of business, you can go through demographics, geographics, define core needs, spending habits, which they call psychographics. Yes, that's the thing now. When I was hustling, we just used to call it an addiction pattern, which I actually teach in my book about the small business game. But all that means is spending habits and what people feel they need. Okay, you can define all these things, and you should at some point define these things. But for right now, let's just keep it simple. Let's just keep it basic. So in the street game of hustling, we used to say you have to have an angle. Some of you all may have heard this before. Like, I'm looking at angles. I'm trying to figure out an angle. So what is an angle? An angle is a way to define your brand if you want to bring it into more legitimate entrepreneurship. It's a way to define your brand, what you want to be known as, to your market or in your market. That's what an angle is. It's a way to reach these people that's completely unique, or as unique as it can be. So if you want to get technical and use business terms, that is called positioning. Positioning. So if you need this game I'm about to give you as far as this, follow along. Grab yourself a sheet of paper and something to write. No, don't worry. I'll wait. You can pause this now if you need to. On your paper, I want you to make a big plus sign. Now, I'm going to use this as just a general example. Okay? Once you have this concept clear in your mind, you can take it and work it out for your particular business. Now, as always, if you need a little help with this, you can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com and we can chop it up. But for this example, we're just going to say that you have a restaurant and you want this restaurant to serve barbecue. Okay? So before we define our brand, what we want our business to be known for, we need to take a look at the competition in the market. What's already out there? What are people already doing out there? Once we have a good idea of where we would like to have our business, the physical location for our business, for our restaurant, we would take a map and we would go over at least a 5-mile radius. You can go as wide as 10. And in this 5 to 10 mile radius, you would do some research. You would define at least 4 restaurants in the area that are really making some money, that are really doing well. You want to look at these restaurants. Get the names of the restaurants, and you would put the first one in the upper left hand corner of our plus sign. The second would go in the upper right hand corner of our plus sign. The third on the bottom left, and the fourth on the bottom right. This is work, but it's necessary. You'll understand why in just a moment. And let me say this, little side note. If you're in a network marketing company, you can still use the formula I'm about to give you. Because even in a network marketing organization, you have people that are known for things. Some people are excellent at getting people to sign up. They're good recruiters. Some people are known just to move a lot of product. Some people are good teachers of the business, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So you could use this concept to define yourself as what would separate you from all the other associates or reps or whatever title your particular network organization uses. So anyway, let's get back to our restaurant. Now, what you want to do is you want to look at each of these 4 restaurants. You want to see how they're perceived. What is going on in the minds of the people? What are these 4 top restaurants in the market known for? Now, you got to go deeper than just, well, they sell food. You know, so, but it's what kind of food? How do they present it? How do they sell it? How do they make it attractive to the customer? So, if you're like me, you would actually go inside and order food in each of these 4 restaurants. Sit down, look around, you know, talk to other people that are, you know, other customers. You can talk to them, do some small chat, kind of get an idea of what they like about the food, what they like about the location, what they like about the restaurant itself. You get the idea. Let me mention this too. This concept also works for online businesses. It requires a lot more time as far as the research side. But as you're going through, looking through all these websites, you're basically, what you're doing is what I'm telling you to do as far as the example with the restaurants. You're looking at what other people in your particular market are offering. Now, this is all part of a hustler's grind. Yes, this is work. This is part of a hustler's grind, entrepreneur's grind. This is the work ethic that you need to have. Back to our example of restaurants. As we look through these restaurants, you would begin to write down a few things in their respective corners of your plus sign. Give you an example. Our first restaurant, let's just say it's a buffalo wing spot. So they sell buffalo wings. They got about 20 different flavors. They got the combos with the drinks and the fries, and you know, they have a few desserts and nothing extraordinary, kind of basic, right? But the core appeal of this restaurant is its wings. So you go into the restaurant, you might notice that the atmosphere of the restaurant isn't all that. It's pretty basic, it's pretty simple, but they also don't have a lot of people that sit down in that restaurant and eat inside that restaurant. They pretty much order their food and go. All in all, when you chop it up, they sell wings, and they're known to have great tasting wings. You know, they have a few signature sauces. That is their brand. This is the wing spot in this particular part of town or side of town in this market. This is the place to go for wings. Next restaurant that's top in our particular market, it's a little bit fancier. It's like an Italian restaurant. And according to them, they claim they have family recipes that go back more than 4 generations. The overall atmosphere of the restaurant is kind of low light. It's a little upscale for the area that it's in. And they sell a number of signature dishes and signature desserts. You know, so these type of details, you would write those down under the name of a restaurant in that particular quarter of our plus sign. You write all these little details down. What is this Italian restaurant's brand? What are they known for? They're known for authentic Italian food with recipes going all the way back to Italy itself. And they also cater to the more upscale crowd. So in the interest of time, let's just say our third restaurant is a burger joint. Let's say they have 30 unique burgers. And that's their brand. They're known to have these great, excellent, affordable, unique burgers. Our fourth restaurant, let's say it's a sushi restaurant. It's not so much the sushi that the restaurant sells, but the chef that does the sushi, supposedly, the claim is he was trained directly in Japan from great masters, so he knows how to make authentic, top quality sushi. Now, is that real? Well, it could be, it could not be, but the point is, if people accept it, it becomes true to them. Branding your business takes place in the customer's minds. All you're doing is presenting a clear image saying, hey, this is what I do, let me show you. And over time, the customer's minds will do the rest. They will solidify your brand. You present them with your brand, they'll attach themselves mentally to your brand, and they'll do the rest over a certain period of time if you know what you're doing. So don't forget that. Let's go back to our plus sign. You want to look at everything we've written, the names of the four restaurants, how they are appealing to their market, how they're branded. Let's just call this, at this point, let's just call this plus sign with this information. We're just going to call it a graph. So we're looking at our graph. And on this graph, you need to examine and analyze what's already out there. And also what you're looking for within what's already out there is what you can provide that is a little unique and a little different in the market. So we have the great wings, we have the kind of fancy Italian restaurant, we got the unique burger joint, and we got the authentic sushi bar, right? So after analyzing all of that, let's think about what you sell. In this case, you're selling barbecue. What's missing in the market? Look at our graph. What hole can I fill, or niche, or niche, however you want to pronounce it, what niche can I feel that this particular market does not have? How can my restaurant stand out in this market? What would separate my restaurant from anyone else possibly selling barbecue? What would make my restaurant special? We look at our graph. We analyze it. What's missing? Now, you can go over this for hours and hours and hours. And it does happen. I've done it. It can go on for a couple of days. And just kind of attack it a little bit here and there every day. But let's just keep things simple. So let's say we look at our graph and we see a hole in the marketplace. What's missing in the market? We have our top four restaurants, but none of them really have a family-oriented dining experience. Yeah, you got the wing spot, but that's not really a dining experience. You know what I'm saying? That's not really a dining experience, a family place. And yeah, the family could go to the Italian restaurant, but the restaurant's kind of fancy. It's a little bit more upscale. It's something for couples or something for like business luncheons. So we analyze this on the graph and bam, we have a way we can brand ourselves. We can have a barbecue restaurant that caters to family dining, a family dining experience, something for all ages. Something a little fun, but also kind of refined with a friendly, relaxed atmosphere. Now, what, as a barbecue restaurant owner in this market, what is your brand? What will your restaurant, what will your business be known for? You see where all this work gets you? It makes you clear on what you are doing and why you're doing it. So what would your marketing and advertising efforts be about with this information? All your advertising efforts and marketing efforts would be about a great barbecue restaurant that has a great, fun, family dining experience. This is the angle, the positioning. This is the positioning. This is the angle you would work. And you would work that position until the brand becomes clear in the minds of the customer. And just like that, if you are on your grind, you're doing your job well, you would have a solid brand. Now, the concept I just gave you is very simplified. I'm not going to take away from that. This is a very simplified concept of branding. But if you're just starting out, or you haven't quite defined your brand yet, you feel like you're kind of spinning your wheels, you can take this very simple concept, and even at this very bare bone basic point in explaining branding to you, this concept alone is still effective. Even if you scale it up. So let's just say maybe instead of analyzing four restaurants in this example, you might analyze 5 or 6, right? It's the same principles, the same analytics. Things just become a little bit more complex. But the point is that the model I've just gave you is very simple, it's very effective, and it's doable. And by the way, to my street players, you can also scale this model down and just brand yourself as an individual in whatever game you're in. The concepts are the same, the information is the same, because the concept and the information is solid. Peep the game in that. Once you define your brand, then what do? Then you can go on and design a logo for yourself. Why? Because the logo at that point would actually reflect your brand. In our example, you have a fun atmosphere in a family-oriented barbecue restaurant. So your logo should reflect that. The color scheme that you choose for your restaurant and choose for your brand and your logo should also reflect something that's kind of fun and relaxed and family-oriented. In fact, almost everything you do business-wise should be a reflection of your brand, what you want your business to be known for. Every aspect should line up with your brand, like a row of ducks. Everything just lines up. Okay? So this is running a little bit over, but I gave you all something to think about and consider. This is real game, and it's not as complicated as some people would like to have you believe. Again, if you have any questions about this or any other podcasts, any other blogs, or any of my books or whatever, email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And if you haven't already, you can visit my website at wjamesd.com. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you guys soon, and I'm out.